Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Jones and Keith, Patriots Monday here on WEEI. We'll get to what happened. Take you around week 6 of the NFL momentarily, but we're joined every Patriots Monday by Patriots tight end Hunter Henry. He's brought to you by Drains by James, Eastern Mass's top provider of drain and sewer cleaning and repair, by Shaw's and Star Market. Look for the new lower prices every day tags throughout the store to save on the items that you buy most, and by Verizon, the New England Patriots, powered by Verizon 5G. Hunter Henry, how are we doing this week?
Good, guys.
I read a comment from you, Hunter, after the game last night. These last 2 years have been, quote-unquote, the longest of your life. Why do you feel that way, and how nice is it to be 4-2?
It feels good to be 4-2. They asked me about the last few years, but, it's just good to be where we're at, man. It was a good win yesterday. So, feeling good about just trying to keep stacking them, and, we've got a big game coming up this week.
How does it feel to be a part of an offense that it seems like each week it can be somebody else having a monster game, whether it's you, whether it's Steph Diggs, Kayshon Booty, a couple of touchdowns. Pop Douglas probably should have had a couple of touchdowns, but it seems like a lot of different guys are capable of big games.
Yeah, that's what you want in a good offense, man. Just keeps everybody honest. Can't key in on one guy. We have a ton of talent on offense, man. We're able to spread the ball around, and I think Drake's doing a great job of doing that, too. Spreading it around, guys that have different plays, and they're stepping up when those plays are called and making big-time catches and plays and runs and whatever the case may be.
I don't want to get you in trouble. We got to ask about the refs yesterday, though. How late that penalty was on the first OPI to Steph Diggs where they called back the Pop Douglas second touchdown, I guess. What's the explanation you guys get for how late that is on the field, and what's that like? Because that felt later than anyone I can remember.
It's a tough scenario. We found out late, but you just have to respond. You have to, get ready for the next play as fast as you can. Obviously, we all ran down and celebrated a touchdown, but just unfortunate that it happened. You know, they made the call and we just responded, but I think the cool thing is, you know, we came back and scored that same drive. So, you know, it's all about responding and continuing to play the game.
Is that something that, you know, anybody, whether it's like Drake or Josh McDaniels or Coach Vrabel, like has to say? Because you just scored a touchdown. Like we all saw it. It felt like it was a touchdown. Long enough time happens where it's like, all right, that should count. It's like, oh, no, it's not. That's not. That's actually a penalty. You're going to go back yards. And somebody say like, because, I mean, you guys went on and had a successful scoring drive, but I feel like all 11 of you couldn't have been thrilled in the huddle after a call like that.
No, everybody was ready to go. Obviously it's us out there. The coaches on the sidelines, we just have to play with what was dealt, man. And, you know, they made a call and we just have to live with it. And it was cool to be able to still go respond and put one in the zone there.
We're just asking Christian Ellis about this, but I've seen that Mike Vrabel, I guess, shows some high school highlights of different players on the team at the end of the week. Yes or no? Has he shown your highlights yet?
He has not.
He has not. Has anybody's highlights individually jumped out in a good or bad way?
We all made it to this level. Everybody's you know, a pretty good player, and they were obviously really good.
So who specifically? Who jumped out to you? If the answer
can't
is
give
yes.
you that guys.
Why?
Can't give you that.
You can't
guys.
Give it to us.
Sorry,
secret.
Man.
Like Milton Williams said.
No man, that's in house stuff, buddy.
Milton Williams said, and he I guess revealed in house. You can yell at him if you'd like, but he said that he got a big pop in the room when he looked a little lighter in his high school days, and that got a big reaction.
Yeah, that was funny. There was a few funny ones. We get some coaches too. You know, we have a lot of coaches that played, so some of the coaches kind of get we get to see some how they were back in the day too.
Yeah, well, you were teammates with one of the coaches, right? Christian Ellis just told us. His highlights.
Kevin Richardson, is that right?
Yeah. Me and K. Rich, we go way back. We're actually the same class at Arkansas. Same from the same hometown. Pretty crazy.
Obviously, you want to win every single game in the NFL, but is there any sense of, hey, Mike Vrabel used to coach Tennessee, they let him go, you're now going to Tennessee to face his former team. Is there any even like more motivation about like winning one for the coach?
I mean, obviously, it's always, I mean, everybody, if you were a place before, you know, you have a little motivation for it, but, you know, I think he's going to keep it the same, man. He's always been the same guy no matter what is going on, so he'll be excited for this one just because it's the next one on the schedule, and it's a, you know, a AFC opponent on the road, another road game. I mean, this will be our third straight, so tough task for us. We got to you know go on the road again to get a win, so it'll be a big ask for us.
You guys are 4-2. You've won 3 in a row. You know it's time again for the Hunter Henry surprise question of the week.
It's time for the Hunter Henry surprise.
Henry, touchdown. Whoa.
Surprise, Sydney.
Hey, surprise.
Surprise, motherfucker.
Surprise. We wasted the good surprise on you.
Y'all digging for the surprise in the day, huh?
Question of the week.
All right, once again, on a scale of 1 to 85, 85 being the most surprised you've ever been, 1, you weren't surprised at all. How surprised were you when Ashley Simpson was caught lip-syncing during a performance on Saturday Night Live?
Golly, guys, I don't even know if I remember that.
1 to 85.
Ashley Simpson, 40.
I was surprised.
And that was the Hunter Henry surprise question of the week.
All right, we'll just know we're keeping track of all of these, Hunter.
I think her career.
On a big board somewhere.
That's
hard to come back from. Yeah. That's true.
I don't even know if I remember that, guys.
All right, well, Hunter Henry, we appreciate the time. Get ready for it again. Next Patriots Monday. We'll look forward to it.
Yeah.
All right, thank you, Hunter.
All right, Hunter Henry.
Let's see. How old was Hunter Henry when that happened?
7.
He was 7? 10.
7!
I think he was 10.
10.
Henry was born in 94. I think that happened in 04.
Yeah, he wasn't a big SNL guy.
That was a big deal, though. Yeah. Then she started dancing weird, remember? like, what is happening?
Like an Irish jig? Isn't that what she did?
But I'm nervous.
Like, oh, no. That's my go-to. Like,
singing live.
Is what I do.
Doing it live.
Our go-to every Monday, though, is a recap of
that's
the week.
True.
What is this?
That's a bizarro world intro.
What happened there?
That's not the one I clicked on, but that's the one to play.
This is an old one?
That is the old one.
This is the first time we've done it. What do you mean an old one? Wait a minute. What was that? I was like,
I wasn't ready for that.
That was still worked.
My heart sank a little bit.
It still sets up, right?
Sure.
You think it counts?
Yeah.
Jones, let's go to London for the Broncos and the Jets.
Hey, what happened?
I'll tell you what happened. These two teams set the game of football back about 35 years.
Fields avoids the sack until he can't. Jonathan Cooper, the first in.
The Broncos won this game. I put game in quotes, 13-11. So the Broncos are 4-2. Their defense is good. We already knew that. The Jets are now 0-6. 0-17 in their sights. Oh, this is a real box score.
It's on
score.
The table, yeah.
Real box score. Justin Fields, 9 of 17 for 45 yards, and he was sacked 9 times.
Yeah.
So he was sacked as many times as he completed passes. He threw for 45 yards.
Keith, you and I think did the exact same thing yesterday.
Net passing was negative 10.
I did.
Oh, yeah. Net passing. Thank you. Net passing was like a record.
Yards lost for sacks, yeah.
Negative 10.
So you and I think had the exact. I didn't watch a ton of this game. I didn't plan on watching a ton of this game. I made the mistake of starting Justin Fields in fantasy, which actually has been okay until this week.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Not great.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
But you and I had the same exact. I popped on the game and they said Justin Fields has 34 yard passing today. I'm like, what on the last throw?
This drive?
What do you 34 yard passing
for
on the day?
I'm like, was he knocked out for a while? Like,
yeah, no, he must not have played.
No, he's played the whole game.
Wow,
unreal.
Not
just so bad. But also had a chance to win there. My guy Bo Nix did. He's a winner.
He
didn't do much there. And the Jets defense, I guess, played pretty well. But they're 0-6 and they are horrible.
Okay,
they are horrible.
Yeah, I would say, but again, Denver's one of the teams you could be dealing with in the playoff picture. They barely beat that team.
All right, what about the other AFC East opponent that played yesterday? The Miami Dolphins at home against the LA Chargers.
What happened?
Well, I'll tell you what happened. There was a late touchdown by Darren Waller to put the Dolphins up. You're thinking, oh, the Dolphins are gonna find a way to win this game.
But not so fast.
No, not so bad, my friend. Final drive on an absolutely must-have play.
Pressure coming again. Herbert in trouble. Herbert keeps it alive. Completes it to McConkey, who stops at a dime. There he goes. McConkey inside the 20. How did Herbert do it? 42 yards.
Great play by Herbert and McConkey. Maybe even a better play by Ladd McConkey. Made a guy miss, took off down the field. They would end up kicking the game-winning field goal. Chargers beat the Dolphins 29-27. LA 4-2. Dolphins fall to 1-5.
You see Tua after the game?
Yes.
He's like, guys are late to meetings, this and that. We got to work on that. He is actively, and I don't really blame him.
Yeah.
He's trying to get Mike McDaniel fired, which I'm rooting for.
We haven't had a coach fired yet.
Nope.
Mike McDaniel probably.
It's him or Callahan.
Yeah.
Aaron Glenn's probably closer.
They should be. Sean Gannon. Is it Sean Gannon? I always said that dude's Jonathan Gannon.
Yeah.
Sean Gannon. Jonathan Gannon vaulted up to like the top five after he slapped DeMarcado. They were like, I don't think he gets fired. But
I've seen there's a good theory floating because the Cardinals fined him. There's a good theory that the Bidwells just wanted to save money. They're like, we're not going to let the league find you. We're fining you.
That's pretty funny.
We want to save some cash.
Take a paycheck from you. All right, next week's opponent, the Tennessee Titans, were on the road against the Las Vegas Raiders.
What happened?
First and goal from the Tennessee 4. This is Jenty. He's in. Touchdown. Ashton Jenty.
23 carries, 75 yards.
The Raiders.
One touchdown for the Raiders. They get their second win. They beat the Patriots week one. They lost 4 in a row. Then they beat the Titans, who fall to 1-5. I appreciate Christian Ellis, who's just on with us. He said they're going to approach next week's game like they're the best team in the league. Well, newsflash, they are not.
No.
In fact, they might be the worst team in the league.
It's them or the Jets.
It's them and the Jets.
I can't believe one of you guys had them in the playoffs. That's embarrassing.
It was not
it
me.
It really is.
Cam Ward did throw a touchdown, so he did have that. Didn't get
a real one, or did he get kicked in the end zone?
Yeah, that's true. He does have one of those.
Yeah.
Compared to Justin Fields, though, he looked like Tom Brady out there.
He's
so.
Marino, yeah.
All right, we have a division rival, the Browns and the Steelers.
Hey, what happened?
Gainwell in the backfield. Rodgers pumped. Rodgers throw. Separation. End zone. Touchdown. He put it in the bucket.
Steelers win again. They're 4-1. Aaron Rodgers, 2 touchdown passes, including that one to DK Metcalf, who's been a great addition for Pittsburgh. The Browns muster just 3 field goals in the game. They are 1-5. The Dylan Gabriel experience, not exactly letting the world on fire.
No.
It's a bad team too.
That was one of those games where it would scroll by every, you know, 5 minutes or so whenever they update in the corner, and you're like, oh, Steelers are just comfortably all over the Browns. You never saw a highlight from it.
No,
there was nothing to show.
Nothing.
Just like an easy,
boring,
the only thing was
cruise
Boswell
control win.
Drilling his foot into the ground.
Oh, I did see that late, actually. Yeah.
Yeah.
He like sunk into the turf.
So there's that, I guess. Sunday night football, you have the Kansas City Chiefs at home against the Detroit Lions.
What happened?
Mahomes searching. Puts it across with a touchdown to Hollywood Brown for the second time in the second half.
Let's not bury the Chiefs yet. Chiefs are 3-3. They just beat the Lions at home. Patrick Mahomes threw three touchdowns. Kelce had six catches for 78 yards. Now, his receivers I don't like. It's, you know, Hollywood Brown, Juju Smith-Schuster.
But they're about to get Rice back.
Yeah. Xavier Worthy was out there. They're about to get Rice back. Isaiah Pacheco was playing, so they have Pacheco and Hunt. Not that either are great, but they have both those guys as options. And, you know, they held the Detroit Lions to under 100 yards rushing. Jared Goff threw for 203. So, like, they did a good job against one of the better offenses.
I mean, look,
in the
if we're going to sit here and say the AFC's wide open for the Patriots.
Yeah, the Chiefs.
A team like the Chiefs at 3-3 getting one of the better receivers in the league back in Rashee Rice.
Yeah.
I think it's wide open for them, too. And Mahomes is individually, we're talking about May MVP candidacy.
Yeah.
He is individually having quite a strong year.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.